This is Clan Chat, the locker room, bringing you all the interviews from each and every player on the Glasgow Clan roster for 2018-19. I'm Craig Anderson, and it's my mission to get the thoughts from all of Pete Russell's signings as the new season gets ever closer. In this edition, I speak to the one man who knows everything there is to know about the Clan, number 11, Matt Haywood, and I started by asking how the excitement levels for this upcoming campaign compares with previous years.
I think it's right up there with some of the best, because not only is Pete and Gareth put together a really good team, I feel like there's no wonder we know what we're getting with a lot of the team coming back, and we're happy with the guys that have come back, because they're all great players and even better guys.
Of course, you were talking up the rebranding, which happened last month, Glasgow Clan, now that the name of the club instead of Brayhead Clan, you felt that was a positive step forward. Do you get the feeling among the fans that they're feeling the vibes as well?
Yeah, I think speaking to the Clan Towers and asking about the feedback and stuff, I think it's been a very positive move for the club. And as I said before, I feel like it was needed, and obviously, hopefully, we can grow as a club even further.
Now, we're at the time of the year when the players start to arrive as well. Is this exciting for you, the fact the season is literally just round the corner?
Yeah, it's quite a unique feeling, because we're getting excited about meeting new people and also seeing old friends and picking up where we left off, letting them see where we're at in our life and see how much we've grown, and seeing what stage that they're at in their lives, and catching up and making new friendships and stuff. Yeah, it's really, really exciting, and I can't wait to get started.
Now, as everybody knows, you've been at the club from day one, and I've heard a lot of people saying that Clan needs to get their identity back after disappointing time of it last year. Is that something you agree with?
Yeah, I do. I think in years past, we've definitely had an identity. I think the year that we had, that City was here previous, when we had Chris Frank and Lee Salters, I know it was one of the toughest years to play against us, because we were we're a team that could win in a tough game. We were a good team that we could win in a skilled game, and we were a very rounded team, and I think we're very close to that. We know we've got guys that can play the rough and tough game, and we've also got a good mix where we've got skilled guys who can put the puck in the back of the net. So hopefully we get off to a good start and keep things rolling.
You mentioned the guys that can put the puck in the net. Guys like Brendan Connolly, Liam Hewless are two, for example. They've already played in the Elite League. So how much will their experience help towards this new look Clan team?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's good to get fresh people in, and it's also good that they know the league, and we know that they've done well in the league. That's a huge thing, and obviously we've got people like Pitty and Becker back, and obviously they're huge point scorers in this league. So I think if we get the right chemistry going and if these guys click, I'm sure we can be a very exciting team to watch.
And of course, you know Pete from working with him in the GB squads in the past as well. What will he bring to this Glasgow Clan team?
Yeah, I think he'll bring that entire identity that we've just been talking about. It will definitely make us very hard to beat. We'll be a very structured team. We'll be very well-drilled. We'll be very fast. We'll be very very precise in what we are willing to achieve. And I think you'll see guys really pulling together and really going that extra mile for each other, where we would be, if that means guys blocking shots on the penalty kill or making that big hit, or even stepping up to fight guys, or even every little thing. I think Pete definitely drills in to do the simple little things very well, and that really makes a big difference in games.
And of course, the first games coming up is, of course, the summer series games, the two games against the German oppositions, Fishtown Penguins and Dresden Ice-Lowen, followed by Stavanger Oilers and MAC Budapest, not in that order. What do you get out of playing at foreign teams? Is it something different in playing against teams like that compared to what you're up against in the Elite League?
Yeah, obviously they play quite a different style to us. I think the German teams are pretty similar style to us, but yeah, the DEL is a very good league, and you expect those teams to be very good teams, and I'm sure they will probably have already started camp, and they'll be definitely on the way to being good. So it's a good marker to find out where your team is at, and you can see how you're going to get to where you want to be, or if you have to reset the bar or stuff. Because if we play well against these teams, there's no limit to where we can go.
So that's it. Thanks for listening to this Clan Chat vignette as we build up to the new season. Don't forget to subscribe to Clan Chat through Audioboom, iTunes and Spotify. And if you want to leave a review about this or any edition, feel free to do so. All feedback is welcome. Get the latest news and ticket information from Glasgow Clan by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. I'll be back with another interview. So on behalf of myself, Craig Anderson and producer Stuart Priest, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.